Welcome to another program of Vantage Point with George and Rita Gelling.
Great changes are taking place in our world today. There's never been a time like this, and as we look at our newscasts and the programs featured on radio and television, many are asking, what is happening? Has there ever been a time like this? The answer is a resounding no.
The changes began back in the 1950s. The new style of pop music replaced the big band era. Bill Haley and the Comets gave rise to rock and roll, and their rendition of Rock Around the Clock was the beginning of the downward spiral via drugs and the new rock music.
At the time, no one seemed to notice what was happening and how far down we were drifting. But down the centuries, there'd been always a slide in morals. During the 1920s, and even before that, there began to be rebellion against authority and a loosening of morals, particularly among the young. And by the 50s and onward, the decline was downhill all the way.
Today, television programs are gaining millions of viewers where the police test drivers for alcohol and drugs. And the programs are gaining more and more viewers. And it's interesting to see the reaction of those who are caught. And there are many who fail the test and lose their licenses. Something is wrong. Today, drink and drugs are responsible for a decline in morals and individual responsibility. And it's all happening at an alarming rate worldwide.
Another thing that plagues the human race is false religion. Today, the world is caught up with many unsavory religions and beliefs. Is there a right one, and which one is it? Millions claim that they're seeking the truth, but strangely, not many are finding the truth. The greatest man who ever lived claimed he was the way, the truth, and the life. That man was Jesus Christ.
Yes, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus' enemies were the religious leaders. They brought him to trial before Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor. It was at that trial that Jesus said to Pilate, "Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice." And then the Roman governor posed this question to him when he asked, "What is truth?" But what Pilate didn't realize was the ultimate truth was standing there right before him.
Today, we live in both a religious and a secular world. There are many who are engaged in many sorts of religious activity, hoping against hope to gain merit with God. However, the Christian faith is not one of these. The Bible, God's Word, says, "Faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the true faith."
Now, was Jesus just another egotistical religious leader who wanted to set up his own religion? No, he was no egotist who looked for self-glory. Down the years, faith in Christ has changed the world, and that world change came about by changed lives. And the men and women whose lives were changed turned the world upside down, all because of their faith in the Son of God.
Rita, let me explain why faith in Christ is the true faith. When Thomas, one of Jesus' followers, asked him the question, "How can we know the way?" he was asking, "What is the true faith?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me."
There's a song that tells what happens when a person puts their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. The chorus goes, "It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. Yes, God will pardon you if you come to him by faith right now, today."
To contact George and Rita, visit our new website. The address is www.communicationradio.com. That address again, www.communicationradio.com. And thank you for listening.